You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Everybody knows Christmas sucks. Everybody knows.
What are we listening to here, Matthew?
Hey, I told you that was private recordings. You weren't allowed, I told you not to play this.
What have we got? What have we got?
Hi, everyone. This is my name is Matthew, and this is my friend Papa Dave Taylor.
Hello.
Kia ora.
Together, we are 50% of...
The Golden Geese.
The Golden Geese.
The Golden Geese.
Yeah. Auckland's hottest band.
Hottest band that you've probably never heard of because you guys are so fresh.
Actually, we have played one show. And
one
it was
gig.
A whole show.
The people were talking about it.
I mean that in a good way. You know, like you're underground, indie, you're everything BFM stands for.
I know, I'm just being silly. I'm sorry.
We are chatting to you guys, though, because you'll be playing the BFM Wine Cellar and Whammy Christmas Party next Saturday.
I'm feeling very honoured. What about you, Dave?
Super honoured.
Yeah, I'm feeling
it's
really honoured.
It's going to be great.
It's sort of one of those, it was like getting an award and you're genuinely surprised. Like the BFM Christmas Party, that's...
I got a bit teary.
Had a little
emotional moment, did you, Dave?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does BFM mean to you, Dave?
Everything. When I moved here from England about 12 years ago, and listening to BFM, it helped me orientate myself to New Zealand. I liked it. And I work just down the road, so I listen to it a lot.
That's lovely. What about you, Matthew? You've been knocking around for a while?
Yeah, I've been on a BFM. I've been a BFM boy since 96. Been on and I dropped out of school, actually, because of BFM.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
BFM came to my school and played a gig. I did put on a show at our assembly, and I was like, wow, the rock and roll lifestyle is so amazing looking. And then I literally dropped out of school to come and volunteer at BFM when I was 16.
That's mint.
What a dick.
Stay in school, kids, but also we love the commitment. So, so how did the Golden Geese come about? What sort of led to this band's genesis?
I've always enjoyed Matthew's bands, the Cosbys and the Conjurers, and I'm in another band called Magic Factory, but there's a lot of us,
mm-hmm.
like eight of us, and organising that band is horrible, even though I love them, obviously, and I thought, oh, it'd be fun to do a band with less people, and maybe Matthew feels like doing a band.
And there's no lesser person than me, so he came and saw me.
Excellent, that's a lovely, lovely Genesis story there.
Yeah.
It's true, Dave came and see me at, I work up at Flying Out these days, and Dave came and see me and was like, fancy putting a band together, and we had a cup of tea about it, and
we did.
Yeah, and I think that a band that starts with a cup of tea is a band that's destined for...
That's true, rock and roll.
...to success, a.k.a. playing at the BFM Christmas Party.
Hard out.
Yeah.
And the other two in the band are Gareth Shoot, who not only is an award-winning author...
That's amazing.
It must be said. I always call him the award-winning author, Gary Shoot. But he has been in lots of bands. He's been in the Ruby Stars, he's been in my last two bands, and I don't know, he's just a fantastic chap. He works for Little Chief Records and does all sorts. He's one of the many spines of the Auckland Monster.
The Auckland Monster, many-spined Auckland Monster.
Yeah.
I like that.
and so is drummer and songwriter and singer extraordinaire James Danzy, who was I actually get a fanboy moment every time I hang out with James.
Yeah.
And I'm so stoked to be in a band with these three gents. And James was the singer of the Sneaks once upon a time, and has played it with Lawrence Arabia and. All sorts of other bands. He's the drummer from Hang Loose, and I think Dave and I are both fans of Hang Loose.
Oh, Hang Loose are amazing.
And So
you guys are like a low-key kind of a super group, really. The Golden Geese.
A doofus group.
Doofus group. You've got fans, though. Someone's literally just texted in to say, I love the Golden Geese.
Oh.
So there you go. There you go.
Might have been, my girlfriend's here. I think she just texted in.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah, I was doing it on the sly. Just
sending in your own text.
But it's super
Dave
fun.
Is the best.
I did say that,
Don't know who said that. That's lovely. Hey, are you guys excited to be playing amongst some other wonderful bands on this lineup
so excited.
Too? Who are you keen to see?
Looking at the list, I've never seen Dick Move, but even though I work with one of Dick Move and and big fans of all the people in Dick Move, I've never seen Dick Move. But
so this is going to be a very
exciting. That's my numero uno excitement.
My number one obvious choice, but Hole covers band.
Oh yeah, that was my obvious. Yeah, the Hole covers band.
Nothing but Hole.
Anti Honey.
Absolutely huge year for Enty Honey. That's been one of my records of the year, I've got to say.
Totally. And I haven't seen Enty Honey since Enty Honey morphed into a band. So
Wicked.
I'm excited. Polly Hill, obviously. Always love Samuel Harmony's DJing. Leaping Tiger, everyone seems to be on about. And also, actually, to my great shame, I've never seen Solfate either. So,
well, there we go. This is what the Christmas party's for. You get to see all the wonderful bands that you've been hearing played on the radio.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Oh, turn it off. Well, can I do a little proviso on this one?
That you can, we're playing, absolutely.
We don't have any songs recorded, and there's nothing worse than an interview over no music. And rather than some bubbly house music, I sent Rachel, like 5 minutes ago, sent her a recording.
Christmas demo.
A recording of literally the first and only time we've played our Christmas song. So this is just a recording on my phone.
Well, it's a wonderful recording. You've also sent me another demo, which we're going to play. And what is this one called?
So this is 2241, and it's such a raw recording that actually James is the only person who plays and sings on this.
Wonderful.
I bet that makes it better, though.
It actually does make it better, yeah.
It's a one-man band.
If the band was just him, it would probably be better.
Yeah, check this out. And it's called 2241, and, well, I mean, I'll let it speak for itself. These days it's called 2239 because I'm actually 39, not 41.
But there we go.
You'll see. And it's a deep song. It's a quick song.
Deep, emotional song. Well, thank you,
thanks
the Golden Geese.
Up.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Dave and Matthew for coming in this morning. We're very much looking forward to seeing the band in its full form.
Oh, you want to say one more thing?
Yeah.
Get ready to party.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to say that. I was meant to say that. It's not cool to be 2020. It's not cool to be 22. It's not cool to be 22. Now I'm telling you what to do. It's not fun to be 41. It's not fun to be 41. It's not fun to be 41. Go and belly.
Fresh new demo from The Golden Geese. It's called 2241, and you can catch them at the 95BFM Whammy and Wine Cellar Christmas Party on Saturday the 21st, alongside a whole bunch of other amazing and mint bands that we love very much up at BFM. It's only $10. It's all thanks to Nando's, and actually, you can get them for $5 if you bring a can for the Auckland City Mission too, which is just a good thing to do anyway. So see you there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.